Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Oh, that's right. It's your boy, Anthony Gallo, and I got you to kick off, well, kind of kick off the Labor Day holiday. And I'm taking you all the way to 6 a.m. to the great Richard Neer on the greatest radio station in the world, WFAN, in the greatest city in the world, New York City, and all the excitement. NFL's around the corner. We get an awesome weekend of college football, the U.S. Open's final week. The Mets are back in it. But I have to start with the most frustrating thing over the weekend, and that is the beloved Bronx Bombers, the New York Yankees, falling twice out of three games to the Cardinals. And yet again, they show you how fraudulent, how flawed, and honestly, how grateful they should be that they play in a very weak, very mediocre American League. And I'm not saying the season's over. I'm not saying that they cannot make a run. But they could back themselves up into the ALCS and falter. The American League is very weak. The American League is very mediocre. The teams at the top do not have that fear factor that, let's say, the Dodgers, the Phillies, the Brewers, the Padres and the Diamondbacks now, who are red hot, doing the National League. And I sit there today, and I'm thinking, as this game gets to be 7-7, my first thought, obviously, is Nestor Cortez cannot see October. It doesn't matter if it's the starting rotation. It doesn't matter if it's the bullpen. He's shot. He cannot be relied on. But as I'm sitting there, the game gets to 7-7, and I am thinking this is going to be the biggest win of the Yankee season. This is going to be a monumental boost to what should be a very exciting September, full of a lot of hope, a lot of ambition, looking towards October. And what happens? The very next inning, Cousins and Kainley go out and absolutely shred the Yankees' chances. And much like most of, you know, essentially since mid-June with this team, if it's not the starting rotation, it's the bullpen. And if it's not the bullpen, it's the offense. And today, it was a combination of the starting rotation and the bullpen. You can't go out there in the seventh. I don't care how experienced Cousins is. I don't care that Kainley hasn't had a poor inning in a while. You can't go out there and squander your team's chances right after they battle back and overcome a huge deficit to make it 7-7. And the stadium wanted to stay rocking. And they go out there and they suck the life out of this team yet again. They now sit a half game above the Baltimore Orioles. And today is not just an encapsulation of one factor. Everything that could have went wrong today went wrong. Juan Soto looked like a fool in the outfield. And I'm not gonna sit here and be an alarmist and say this is something you need to worry about. But he cost them. And when I look at this team, everything needs to go right for them to make the run that we want them to make. And we're not just talking about an ALCS run. That is not going to satisfy the faithful in the Bronx. That is not going to satisfy Yankee fans. That's not going to satisfy Hal Steinbrenner, at least in my opinion. And I hope it doesn't. But when I look at this team, I do not see a World Series team. I don't see a team that can play in October without playing perfect baseball. Yes, like I said, every team in the American League is flawed. Every team in the American League is beatable. But the Yankees should be running away with this thing. And not only are they not running away with it, they are creating the urgency that they are now going to have to play night in and night out until the end of the season, hoping that they can overcome the Orioles, who also, thankful for the Yankees, or gratefully as a Yankee should be, the Orioles have not played well either. Neither of these teams could pull away. And these are probably the two best teams in the American League. Everyone wants to talk about the Astros because of history. You remove the Yankees, you know, history with the Astros, they are not a good team. They are a on-the-fringe team that plays in a weak division. The Cleveland Guardians started off hot, just like the Yankees and Orioles, have shown they have no ability to run away with anything. They have no ability to win the games they should win. And don't get this twisted. The Yankees should have won both of these games this weekend. They should have swept the Cardinals. That is not a Cardinals team playing for much right now. Yes, they're only five games out, but they are not playing for much. And that's after the Braves lost today. And we will get to a very exciting weekend for the Mets. 888-808-1019. But I sit here. Who's going to step up? It can't just be Judge and Soto. And today, Soto did not help this team at all. And again, it's not concerning his defense. But much like everything else with this team, they don't do the little things right. They don't run hard. They don't make the right plays in the field. They don't come up in crunch time unless it's Aaron Judge, Jazz Chisholm, or Juan Soto at the plate. And yes, Stanton being healthy transforms this lineup. And maybe you see a little bit of life out of Verdugo. Not enough for me, but maybe you're starting to see a little bit of that. Austin Wells starting to hit. They're getting virtually nothing anywhere else. You have another lackluster Gerrit Cole start. And yes, I do trust Gerrit Cole, but nothing right now with this Yankees team feels like championship caliber October baseball. You know, a team we're going to view in history as a winner. Remove Aaron Judge and his amazing season from the equation. Remove Juan Soto and what most Yankee fans hope is not his only season in the Bronx. I don't think it's going to be. I think he'll be there long term. But remove that from the equation. What do they have? A banged up Gerrit Cole? A very average bullpen that has shown that they cannot get the job done? Guys like Nestor Cortes, Will Warren, who obviously got sent down, going out there, not getting the job done. It is unacceptable for this team to operate the way they have. And we'll get to the Dominguez stuff in a little bit, because that is another thing that bothers me. It is not June. It is not, you know, May. You're going to win the games every night. You're not thinking long term. You know what you're thinking about? Getting number 28. That's what the Yankees are thinking about. They can't lose the World Series in September, but they can create habits that are going to linger for much longer than just September. And at some point, there needs to be urgency. There needs to be urgency on the guys on the field. There needs to be urgency on the guys in the dugout, the coaches, the manager. There needs to be urgency in the front office. because no one is getting their jobs done.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For a franchise that prides itself on doing everything the right way, they have done a lot wrong this year. And they very well can change all of this in a month in September. But right now, I don't see it. The GM calls up Duke Ellis instead of calling up Jason Dominguez. That does not make sense to me. DJ LeMahieu is still on this team. That does not make sense to me. You could have activated Rizzo and still managed to bring up Jason Dominguez. You could have brought up Marinaccio and Scott Efros, who are guys who are needed. All of those guys could have gotten called up, and they still could have made room for Dominguez. There's no one in that lineup outside of the three guys that we know, two of which are outfielders, yes. There's an outfielder slot there, and Verdugo has not earned it. No one else on this team is earning their spots. And it's funny, because a lot of these guys should pay Gleyber Torres a lot of credit, because he has shielded a lot of people in this lineup, a lot of people on this team, from criticism. Verdugo, Volpe, just to name a few on the offensive side. Nestor Cortes, the guy is shot. And I don't know how much more I could take of watching this guy go out there and implode. Now with Luis Gil making a rehab start, Clark Schmidt's reportedly not that far away, maybe we won't have to see him much longer. And then the question is, and you can call in, give me your opinion on this, what do the Yankees do with the rotation going into October? 888-808-1019. And again, I tell you, they could back into an ALCS because the AL is that mediocre where nobody wants to run away with it. The Yankees, the Orioles, the Guardians, none of them want to run away with the best record. The Astros, who have won 5 straight, yes, but are also 6-4 over their last 10 games while winning those 5 games. They have not been great. And if they wasn't for the fact that they have this history over the Yankees, no one would mention them like they are these killers. Yes, very veteran-laden team. So are the Yankees. No one right now that looks like they will be making, and we kind of know what the playoff picture is in the AL. Right now it's just seeding. Who's going to win what division? When you look at teams like the Astros, the Royals, the Twins, the Guardians, the Orioles, the Yankees, who scares you? As a Yankee fan, do you really think you're not better than these teams? And the way they're playing right now, I can't say yes. But I also could say that they could play average baseball back into an ALCS. But when it gets to crunch time, when plays are going to have to be made, do you trust this team? I am not as worried about Aaron Judge in the postseason as most, but the stats are the stats. The facts are the facts. He is not hit. So you can't even rely on your best player in October to get it done. And I'm not focusing my ire on him. The point is, what can be relied on with this Yankee team? Gerrit Cole, I don't worry about him, but that doesn't mean he's going to be a guarantee come October. Luis Gil, it's never been there before. Marcus Stroman, it's been a while since we've seen him pitch October baseball. Do you trust Carlos Rodon? I know you guys don't trust Clay Holmes. Tommy Canley, a guy that we thought we could trust. Not today. So what does that leave you with? That leaves you with too many questions and not enough time to figure them out. And their schedule in August was the easy part of their schedule. Much like the Mets. I talked about this a few weeks ago with you guys. Much like the Mets. Their schedule in August was the easy part. And now they come into a September schedule. They get the Rangers. You're playing a red-hot Cubs team after that. The Royals and Red Sox are fighting for playoff position. And you finish second to last series of the year against your division rivals. That essentially could be the division, that series. And if I'm the Yankees, I'm not letting it get to that. But right now, I'm not sure. That's just me being, you know, false bravado. I'm not sure they're going to get it done where they can take a breath. This should have been a month. We're not saying that, oh, they get the rest, but they could take a breath. Not every loss is going to feel fatal. And yes, they're going to make the playoffs, but just making the playoffs is not what this team set out to do. You don't go get Juan Soto just to make the playoffs. You don't make the deal for Jazz Chisholm at the deadline just to make the playoffs. As a positive, I will say this. I can't wait to see that guy in October in the Bronx. Should be electric. But vibes aren't anything. W's are. You didn't go out and assemble what you assembled this year. You didn't go out and play the way you did early on in the season with the expectation of, we'll just make the playoffs. That's unacceptable. And they have not operated as an organization right now, as a team, as anything more than somebody who's just content with making the playoffs. Verdugo has a track record, but this year he's been awful. No one else on this team, outside of Juan Soto, to be fair, has a track record going into the postseason offensively. Verdugo does. Do you trust him? Now, Aaron Judge, again, I am not as worried as other people are when it comes to Judge in the postseason. I think with this lineup, it'll be different. But that doesn't take away from the fact he hasn't done it yet. And if the team is struggling now with him hitting, what happens if he goes cold in October? It takes all 20, I don't know what the roster rules are in the postseason. 25, 26 men in the postseason to win a ring. And no one's going to care about historic seasons from the great duo you have in Judge and Soto. No one's going to care about the excitement that Jazz has brought. No one's going to care about the emergence of Luis Gil if it falters and you don't at least make the World Series. I have zero confidence they're beating anyone in the NL. Anybody. And yes, that includes the Mets. The Mets have to get there. But my point is that I'm not saying the Mets are getting to the World Series, so don't twist my words. But what I'm saying is they have not played good baseball. Nobody in the NL is playing good baseball. And that's the only positive the Yankees have right now. But when it comes to the World Series, that is a league, the NL, that has teams playing their best when it matters most, which is the complete opposite of the other league. And you can't just hang your hat on, well, the league's not that good. We'll be fine. Well, at some point, winning habits have to be formed. And it is frustrating every night. I am not a Yankee fan, no. But I do watch them hoping they win. And I've said it before, it's New York over everything for me, except the Islanders. But for that team, every night, they don't play good fundamental baseball. They don't have good pitching strategies. Their approach to the plate is awful outside of a few guys. And this is on everyone. No one escapes criticism this year. This year was supposed to be different. Hell, I told you it was supposed to be different. I felt it was going to be different. And it has completely fallen on its face. And what happened this weekend is just an encapsulation of the 2024 Yankees.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.